Hello, this is Alex Troxel, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. In May of 2025, President Donald Trump called the U.S.-Canada border, quote, an artificially drawn line. And it is artificial in a sense, just drawn along the 49th parallel. But what does that line actually signify? If you're to erase it, does a distinct culture disappear with it? That's the topic of our show, State 51, hosted by myself, Alex T. You see, in the 1960s, if you're a Canadian musician with ambition, you didn't stick around. Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi, which you heard to open the show, was written in Hawaii and recorded in Hollywood. Neil Young also went to LA. The airwaves of Canadian culture were dominated by American-made music. So, after 1971, the government mandated that 35% of all music played on the radio had to be Canadian, helping launch the careers of musicians domestically, musicians who had become known as CanCon for Canadian content. But did CanCon embody or create a unique Canadian identity? As a point of comparison, let's look at some Canadian songs prior to this 35% mandate. That's what we'll be doing next on this show. This is the Guess Who with their number one hit in the U.S. and also in Canada, of course, called American Woman. This is WMFO 91.5, and much love to everyone whose last name starts with a T. What I say.
strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. The heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. Star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Hello and welcome back to the first ever, did I mention that, the first ever episode of State 51 here on WMFO 91.5. My apologies if the audio is a bit off, the volumes might be a bit low or a bit high, as this is the first episode and there are some technical difficulties that I struggle with throughout my life and I bring with me in every circumstance. Now, we've just been listening to some music by Canadian artists that came before the requirement that 35% of radio time be devoted to domestic musicians. But what happened afterwards? Well, one effect was an industry boom, which really took off in the late 70s. We'll start with Doucette's Mama Let Him Play, which placed 50 spots higher in Canada than in the US on the top singles charts. And then we'll hear Troopers' We're Here for a Good Time, which reached the top 50 in Canada but failed to chart entirely in the US. So despite this discrepancy in success, it's worth still asking, I think, whether there's anything uniquely Canadian in these tracks, or whether the quota just allowed musicians to successfully mimic American sounds, American genres, without having to compete with them. So ponder that while you're listening to Mama Let Him Play by Doucette.
Blue. shoes. He's still inside his first pair of shoes. He's just a baby. Give that boy some freedom, let him move around. Don't get in his way, you'll only bring him down. Mama, won't you let him play some rock and roll. Yeah. Let him play some rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll. Let him play some rock and roll.
Fun fact for you, there are 53 unique words in Mama Let Him Play.
The sun is shining.
That was We're Here for a Good Time, Not a Long Time by Trooper. The next song up is Fly at Night by Chilliwack. A few of these songs I haven't heard since listening to classic rock radio, I think, in my parents' car way back when. It's kind of interesting because I imagine that with the rise of Spotify and the slow demise of classic rock radio, my current form of communication to you, these experiences will be lost over time. So perhaps Fly at Night will be lost. If Mama Let Him Play is lost, that would be all right with me. I forgot how annoying that song is. But Fly at Night, certified good song, on my opinion. A classic 70s track with a pretty classic 70s sort of free association style of lyrics. Let me know what you think.
Rock and roll band, fly at night, in the morning we land, fly at night till we're satisfied, see the morning from the other side, and when you close your eyes, sleep comes first, when you fly the universe, well you need some rest, yeah you need some rest. Spaces.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons, or perhaps liters, of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service announcement from ready.gov at WMFO, Tufts Community Radio.
Break it to them gently when you tell my mom and dad, when you see my baby sister, as kind as you can. Break it to my grandma, said that boy's wild and bad. Break it to them gently when you tell them that I won't be coming home again. 'Cause I'm running with a gun and it isn't any fun as a fugitive. Fighting for my life.
Running with a gun and it isn't. try to soothe them. Gotta really try to soothe them. Gotta really try to roll them.
Hello and welcome back to State 51. I said that one effect of the 35% quota was an industry boom of Canadian bands riffing on popular American genres, and we've just heard a slew of hard-rocking tunes, and of course that last one was a folk rock ballad by Burton Cummings called Break It to Them Gently. Burton Cummings, of course, being the singer of the Guess who we heard earlier. But another effect of the quota was, at first, a shortage of Canadian music, and so a bunch of very desperate DJs playing some music that you might not otherwise hear. As such, you could ask whether the quota supported national culture or simply led DJs to support a kind of eccentric underground scene. You can ask yourself that question as we move on to our next section of the program. We'll start with really what was the first CanCon hit, Crowbar's Oh What a Feeling. Because this came out in 1971, just after the quota came out. And despite peaking at number 10 in the Canadian charts, it failed to chart internationally. After that is Klaatu's California Jam, a song so strange that some suspected it was a lost Beatles track. The song reached number 36 in Canada and also didn't chart in the US. Finally, we close out the program with some early new wave and borderline punk rock tunes that were also picked out by some desperate DJs. But for now, this will be Crowbar's Oh What a Feeling, and my last message to you is if you have seen a pair of rectangular black glasses somewhere around the Tufts campus, I'd appreciate if you sent it over to me, send it to the WMFO studios, why not, or maybe Minor Hall. Doing this program is difficult without being able to see. Thank you.
Mom! I guess that's a boogie, the life we love to live. And the second one, that's easy. That's all the many more things we have to give. And remember, the third one is the rhythm, and it's still strange yet. And that's just a preview of the things you're gonna get. Yeah.
Thank you.
That brings us to the end of today's selection of CanCon hits, that is, songs that were, at least as I'm defining them, songs that are popular in Canada but failed to chart in the US or more or less internationally. That said, we do still have another 10 minutes, and there are a few more songs I want to play that you probably haven't heard of. The first will be Martha and the Muffins' Echo Beach, which did not chart well in the U.S., but did chart well in Canada and internationally. And then after that, we're going to look at some more punk rock, early new wave tracks from mainly Ontario. This is my father's undue influence coming through. So we'll look at the Diodes, for instance, and Rough Trade, and maybe a bit more if we still have time. But I might not talk to you again, so this is Alex T. signing off on State 51. Join me not next week, but the week after. This is a bi-weekly show, as in every 2 weeks. Funny little thing, the bi-weekly, bi-annual, since it's like, it means twice per and also every two. It's like, why would you even say that, right? It's just added confusion. So not next week, week after, Tuesday at 2, State 51. This is Alex Troxel again, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Take care.
but I can't help it. I'm a romantic fool. It's a habit of mine to watch the sun go down. On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. From 9 to 5, I have to spend my time at work. My job is very boring, I'm an office clerk. The only thing that helps me pass the time away is knowing I'll be back at Echo Beach someday. Sound. On Echo Beach, there's not a soul around.